Expectations are not very high here in Khartoum because you know this war is not organized. So we Sudanese are awaiting that a full cessation of hostilities and ceasefire, and then engagement in aerial talks to put an end for the clash between the two parties, at least to get those rebels, the Janjaweed, out of the capital. People are pessimistic to some extent, but at least people feel that since there is some efforts exerted by the Saudi Arabia and the United States, then things gradually and maybe slowly will go to the end of this conflict, hopefully.
Why has it been that these two warring factions, despite agreeing to open humanitarian corridors, the fighting still continues?
Peter, within the declaration of principles, there is no cessation of hostilities. There is only opening the corridors for the humanitarian and civil services, including water services and electricity, and maybe the communication companies, as well as the health services, including the hospitals, and allowing the patients and those who are traveling to some other states in Sudan to go their way without any obstructions.
What else do you think the international community can do? You mentioned Saudi Arabia and the U.S. government to ensure that there is a cessation of hostilities.
For the international community and the key player, the United States of America, the Sudanese expect them to admit that the rebel support forces or the Janjaweed is a militia. This is a key. Second, to press on this militia to get out of the civil areas like the hospitals, the airport, like the other commercial areas, and to get out of Khartoum. The second step will be to organize for them a camp, a big camp outside the capital, maybe 50 kilometers or so. And Sudan is a vast country, and there's a vast empty areas where they can locate this camp for those people. Then after, the solution will follow to try to get this militia inside the army for those who like to join the army, and the others can be set free. Even for their leaders, they can be a part of the army according to their qualifications and expertise in army jobs.
So where do the people of Sudan go from here?
The majority of families here in Khartoum either left to Egypt, 10 of thousands left to Egypt, other left to some other state in Sudan, where there is no any clashes or no war. The nearest state in Sudan is Al Jazeera state. So they are trying to shield themselves by leaving the capital for the moment. Not only bitter because of the conflict and the war, but even before of the lack of services, including the health services. There is no health services here. Maybe almost more than 87% of the hospitals are locked. There is no any pharmacies to find any medicines. Even there is a food shortage. There is no way for the companies to distribute the supplies of food to the groceries. So people are preparing themselves even now to leave. The nearest is Egypt, and it is easier compared to other bordering countries to Sudan. Some others, minority, left to Ethiopia and still planning to leave to Ethiopia. Sudanese states are not ready to host those masses of people fleeing Khartoum. So this is a case here for the people in the capital of the country.